Welcome to Maseches Beitza, Perek Aleph, Mishnah Dalet, Chapter 1, Mishnah 4. The previous Mishnah discussed taking a ladder from one birdhouse. We saw even before that if a person intends to shecht to slaughter birds for Yontif, the law is that he has to pre-designate them. He has to, you know, he has to select which birds he plans on shechting. If not, they're considered muktzah. Says the Mishnah, Zimein, if a fellow prepared, he selected in the birdhouse, shcharim, blackbirds, black chickens, black pigeons, or whatever they were. Umatza levanim. Then yet if he comes there, and in this birdhouse, there's white ones. Levanim. Or he had designated white ones. Umatza shechayim. And he comes, and he finds that there's black ones. Shnayim. Umatza shleisha. He had designated two, and all of a sudden he finds three in the birdhouse. And we're talking about a case where he doesn't recognize it, that, you know, there weren't any visible signs or indications. In all the previous cases in the Mishnah, Asurim, they're prohibited on Yontif. The Gemara explains the reasoning. The Gemara says, if a fellow prepared black ones and he found white ones, or he prepared white ones and he found black ones, then certainly it's prohibited, because they're clearly not the ones that he had pre-designated. However, the Mishnah is even teaching a situation where he had designated two different birdhouses. In one of them, he designated blackbirds, and in one of them, he designated white birds. And now he finds the white birds where the black birds had been designated, and the black birds where the white birds had been designated. And the Mishnah teaches us that we don't say, oh, they just switch birdhouses, you know, they swap birdhouses. We say, no, they're obviously considered different birds, and therefore it's prohibited for him to use it because it's considered muktzah. Continues the Mishnah. Shloisha. If let's say a person pre-designated three in one particular birdhouse, and on Yontif, if he only finds two mutar, then it's permissible because we say one of them flew away, but these two are still the same ones. Betocha Kain, let's say he had designated them within the birdhouse. They were inside the birdhouse. So Masafnea Kain, and then he finds them in front of the birdhouse. So the birdhouse is empty, and these are in front of them. Asurim, they're prohibited because we say that perhaps these are not the ones, they're just other ones that came. But if in the entire vicinity you only have these particular birds that look similar to the ones that he had pre-designated, Harelu Mutarim, then in this situation they would be permitted because we assume that they're the ones that he had pre-designated. Now the Gemara explains the following. The Gemara says, first of all, we're talking about baby birds. So they don't fly away. They actually just jump, hop around with their, you know, hop around on their legs. And he says like this. The Gemara says that if there's no other birdhouse whatsoever in the vicinity, Gemara considers 50 amos, about 100 feet, because usually they don't go further than 100 feet away from the birdhouse, then the halacha is that it's certainly okay. And even if there is another birdhouse, however, the birdhouse is around the corner, so it's not visible, then we assume that they're from this birdhouse because the birds that jump around, they try always to keep within a visual sight line of the birdhouse that they're comfortable with, so therefore we assume that they actually came from this birdhouse, and the halacha is it would be permissible to be used on Yontif. Wishing you a beautiful, successful upcoming day.